We're learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Chesem and Beis. Want to start the sugya on the bottom of Kuf Chav Chesem and Aleph, which goes to Kuf Chav Chesem and Beis, the sugya of Basar Tafel or Basar Tefuach, like we'll see. The Gemara starts off Basar Meliach Mutal Taltalei, and Basar Tafel, or maybe Basar Tefuach, like the Gaon has a different girsa, is Machloikas Shefuna and Rav Chista. And the two Mahalchim and the Rishenim, two separate biurim and gersayis in the Rishenim and the sugya, and a big nafkamina la'alocha between them, and will be mazbed the two mahalchim. Rashi is gerus basa tafel she'ena meluach. Pashas, that means regular raw meat. So if it's basa meluach, it's salted meat, so you can eat it even though it's not cooked, and therefore it's not muksel the kuliyam. But if it's raw meat, it's a machlekes yevunin of chista, and seemingly, from the Gemara, it sounds like it's the regular machlekes if we hold of muksel or not. The Gemara, the kasha, how could Ravuna be matir? Ravuna holds like Rav, and Rav passes like a Yehuda, which holds a muksa. And the Gemara says a chilek between muksel achil and muksel atiltum. We'll try to be marich about this later in the shir. But seemingly, the het of Ravuna could only be if you hold a hetter for muksa, you can metalto muksa. So the Gemara is mavur that if you hold that there's an issa muksa, you have to be aser this basa tafel. And that's the chayyid of Shadn Rav Chista. Rav Chista also can be huda, and basa tafel is aser because of muksa. Now the Gemara kefir we have that even Rav Chista is maskim by avza, by a goose, because it's chazi l'umza. It sounds like if you could eat it raw, like by basa meliach, and who would then buy by avza, which is a goose, which you can eat raw. So any meat you can eat raw, according to everyone, it's mutter. The machlekes is if you can eat it raw. So what's the machlekes? In Taisus, it's mavur. The Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter because it's royal leklavim. Rabbi Yudu holds of muksa. So since it's not oimid leklavim, it's not muchan leklavim, it's really supposed to be eaten by adam, by a person, but it's not cooked. So he has to wait till after Shabbos to cook it. So the vial of the meat is not cooked, and it's meant for achilas adam, and you're not intending to give it to a klavim, and therefore it's muksa, because for any use that you could use it on Shabbos, you maksa daitai. For use for a person, you can't do it unless you cook it, and that's also to cook. Elamai could give it to a dog raw, but you maksa daitai from giving it to a dog, because it's aymed la adam. Now Shekin of Shimon holds, no, muchan la adam, have a muchan la klavim. You don't say maksadaita. L'maisa, it's roi, it's muchan to be given to a dog. Like everything else, like tainagelis and medes legalo beitzim, or like eiz l'chalv and rachal l'gizasa, or dvarim that ha'imdim l'schayru kedayma, that you weren't planning on using it for a use that's mutter. But l'maisa, you know what maksadaita? So in mail, it's not like muksa maksa sarin kiss, or muksa machmas itzra, or muksa machmas mitzvah, where there's a b'poil dika aksa sadas, happens to be, it wasn't aymed for klavim. So that's called muchan. That's the mahalach of Taisus in the sugya. Now, later, the Gemara brings the price of dag meliach mutal taltoi, and dag tafel asal taltoi, and basa bain tafel bain meliach mutal taltoi. So this price says you'll land up be metal to raw meat, but not raw fish. What's the difference between raw meat and raw fish? So Taisus' first teretz is that raw fish happens not to be royal or klavim. Dogs don't eat raw fish. They only eat raw meat. So that goes very good. If it's chazi l'umsa, it's royal for an adam, even Rabbi Yudah holds its mutter. If it's chazi l'klavim, it's talin the machlekes of Yehudin Shimon, because you max it, according to Rabbi Yudah, it's not muchan l'klavim. But according to Rabbi Shimon, you're not maxedaitai. If it's not even chazi l'klavim, so it's royal for nothing, even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's aser. Taisus has a second teretz, that really the dogim are royal leklavim, but then this brice would have to go like Rabbi Yehuda. So if it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, say, how come basa tafel is mutter? So Taisus says, because it's machal lechayim. And that's an exclamar with the basa tafuach, that we have the brice saying that it's mutter because it's machal lechayim. And Taisus says, because kol yisrael b'nei melachim heim. That's why it's machal lechayim. Taisus says that in the later Taisus. And the Marsha explains that's what Taisus here means also, that it's als kol yishol b'nei malachim heim, even though earlier the Gemara said that if Rav Huna doesn't hold of muksa, he can't hold that basa tafel is mutter, and here we're introducing a reason why basa tafel is mutter, because it's machal lechaya. And Teretz is, because Rav Huna doesn't hold of kol yishol b'nei malachim heim. So that's why he can only hold its mutter, because if he holds muks, it's mutter. But there's another reason why maybe to be matter basa tafel, because it's machal l'chayah, but for that you need kol yishol b'nei melachim. I saw my chaver Abshol Katz in the Sefer Pesachim Muksam is bothered with two kashas on Taisis. One of them he correctly says it's the Rashash speaks about it in the end of the Masech, the Kufn and Vav and Days, and the other, the Megineh Shleim, at least discusses it. But he's bothered, what does it help Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim? Two questions. First of all, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim just means that it's as if he has a Chaya. For Lameisa, just like you're saying, it's not Muchan L'Klavim because it's Muchan L'Adam, he doesn't want it for the Klavim. So Hu Adin, it shouldn't be considered Muchan L'Chaya. Because even if he would own a Chaya, but he doesn't want it for a Chaya, it's Muchan L'Adam. And the second question he asked is, why do you need Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim to tell you that it's Muchan L'Chaya? Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim is only for exotic chayas, like Namiyos, Pilin, Arvin, etc. But regular chayas, even the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, it doesn't like Shimon Gamliel, allows it, the Chatzah because of Machal Tzim, the Tanakhama of the Braisa, and the Chardah because of Machal Yenim, the more common chayas is mutter according to everyone. But I think Chodim Eteratz to Bechaverta. The regular common chayas, you wouldn't give them meat that's Mucham La'adam. But if you would have a lion or a bear, so then you'd have to give them meat. They don't need anything else. But that, for that, you need Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Heim. The chayis that normal people have are like klavim. You don't give them the meat that's right for Adam because you can give them other things. But the chayis that you don't have, the Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim type of chayis, that you would give them regular meat because you have nothing else to give them. That's what I think Pshat and Taisis is. But anyway, the sugya according to Taisus is like this. Anytime something is chazil umtzitz mutter, l'kuli alma, that's like the ba'avza, but regular raw meat and raw fish are not chazil umtza. So therefore, according to Yehuda, unless by raw meat you might have a different heter of kol yisrael b'nei melachim heim, because it's chazil l'chaya, but we don't pass in that either. But according to Yehuda, raw meat is aser. Mashenken of Shimon holds that even though it's not chazil umtza, it's mutter because it's royal l'klavim. But the Rajba doesn't hold of all of this, and the Rajba and the Ran are saying this in the Rif, and in the Rambam also. And the Rajba first of all says that all raw meat is chazil umtza. He brings Kama Gemaris that raw meat is roya to eat raw. So raw meat is mutter according to everyone, even according to Behuda, because it's chazil umtza. So the Gemara is not discussing raw meat. But the Rajba holds another Chiddush L'chumra, that roya l'klavim is not a heter even according to Rabbi Shimon. And here's the Yisaylis Likam Achleikis Yishenim, that Taisus holds that according to Reb Shimon, if something's royal L'Klavim, it's Mutter. Because even though it's not Oymed L'Klavim, but he doesn't hold the Muksa. You're not only a special Muksa, Muksa Maksa Saran Kiswi, Bedavka Maksa Daita, but you're not Bedavka Maksa Daita, it's just not Oymed L'Klavim. So it's Mutter. It's not Muksa. But the Rashba says, and Kami Yishenim hold this way, that if it's people food, you just don't give it to klavim, even according to Reb Shimon. If something is mucham la'adam, it's simply not mucham la'klavim, even according to Reb Shimon. Now, the Taz in Simon Shin Ches, and also the Rabbi Kivega, and Daftuf Kufnim Vavim and Beis, they read Ois, that Reb Shimon holds that you're allowed to take food that's royal la'adam and give it to klavim. Because when you decide to give it to klavim, it's now aimed for klavim. And if Shimon doesn't hold, he holds whenever it's muchan l'klavim, like you have, you had a behemah which bein ha-shmashis wasn't royal l'adam, and then it died, and now it's royal l'klavim, bein ha-shmashis, it wasn't royal l'klavim, it was supposed to be for an adam, and it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. But kol zman it's royal l'adam, this is what they mean. Kol's man, it's Reila Adam, you're not going to give it to Klavim. It's not animal food. And it's not people food, because it's raw. And the person can't eat it. Well, not that it's raw. Raw, he also is called, it's Chazil Umtza, but we'll get to it. If you have a food which an Adam can't eat, and that's like the case of Dog Tuffel, if an Adam can't eat the food, so then the fact that you could give it to a Klavim is called Muksa, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And also, if a person can eat the food, then it's not muksa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So this b'risa l'mashal, that dog tafel is aser, and basar tafel is mutter, goes both according to Yehuda and according to Reb Shimon, because dog tafel is not chazil umsi, you can't eat dog tafel ruah, so even though you can give it to the klavim, but even according to Reb Shimon, you wouldn't do it, and the mail is called muksa, and basar tafel you could eat ruah, and then mail it's mutter even according to Yehuda. So the original Gemara is not talking about tafel then. He brings the girsa of the Rif and the Rambam, that it's basar tafuach, it's basar that's masriach sas. And what's the machlekesh of Huna and of Chista? So he says two mahalchim. One mahalach is that the basar is tefuach, means there's an eris in it, and it's really not even royal aklavim. It's not royal adam, it's not royal aklavim. It's just royal lechaya. So it's a machlekesh of Huna and of Chista. Do we say that royal lechaya is good enough, or do we say that since it's dangerous for adam and klavim, you won't be metzniyat for a chaya? Nothing to do with kol yisrael bnei melachim. It's royal for, I guess, even a common chaya. But that's the whole machlekes of Huna Nefchista. We're dealing with meat which is not royal adam, it's not even royal aklavim, it's royal achaya, but the question is, would you be matzniyat for the chaya? Somewhat similar to the shaila of the mayim megulim, which you have in the Gemara, that the Tanakhama says it's mutter because it's royal lechasel, and Rav Shimon Gil says, no, you can't leave it because of the sakana. Same idea as basar tefuach. That's his first shot. And the Chazon Ish, at the end of Simen Mem Dalad, he's very bothered, because then what's the Gemara's kasha about muksa? It's not royal adam, and the question is it called royal lechaya? What does that have to do with the issue of muksa, lechaya pella? Now the Rashi says another pshat, he just says that the Rif doesn't seem to hold this way, that the case of basar tefuach means if it became tefuach before Shabbos, so it's royal lechaya before Shabbos, avad it's mutter. But let's say it became tefuach on Shabbos, it became spoiled on Shabbos, Bein HaShmashas was Royal Adam, so that would be Muksa. And then on Shabbos, it became Vice Royal Adam. So now you have to give it to an animal. So that's a Shaila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Nailad. The Pshat is Bein HaShmashas, it wasn't Roy to the animal, so it's like Nailad. And according to Ab Shimon's Matan Nailad. It doesn't matter Bein HaShmashas, it wasn't Roy for the animal. But right now it is, that's what it's aimed for. Memel, it's not Muksa. And then you have to say, according to this, that the case of Rav Chista, the Gemara thought that the Bar Amza Bar Rav Chista was tefuach on Shabbos, and Mameli was matted because it's ready to an animal. And the Gemara says, no, the case of Rav Chista, the Shani Bar Amza in Punkt Rav Chista's Bar Amza wasn't tefuach. It wasn't spoiled at all. It was Chazil Umsa. It was nice and Chazil Umsa. And Mameli, that's why it's mutter. See, the Rambam, Perich Avav, Alachet Zayin says, Metalpulim basar tefuach neishu machal lechaya. That's the brisa later, and that could be the machlekes of Huna of Chista. He's going like Rav Huna. Metalpulim basar chay bein tafel bein muliachem neishu royal la'adam. He says clearly that basar tafel is royal la'adam. It's chazi la'umza, and that's the heter. Vechein dag muliach aval tafel asal tafel seemingly because it's not chazi la'umza, and the fact that anything is chazi la'klavim that's bechalal on a heter, even according to Reb Shimon, it's considered muksa. So why don't you come out alacha l'maisa? We have one machlokes rishonim, is basar tafel chazi l'umsa or not? The Rambam and the Rashba and the Ran, learning it up in the Rif, they all hold that basar tafel is chazi l'umsa. Taisus and the Torah, the mashmayis of the Torah is that basar tafel is not chazi l'umsa, and the reason why it's mutter is because it's chazi l'klavim. So one machlekes is raw meat chazi l'umso or not? Shaila sounds like a machlekes abyssal in Metzius. Then we have another machlekes, also a shaila Metzius, dag tafel, which is certainly not chazi l'umso. The question is dag tafel, is it ain't a royal l'klavim, like Taisa says, because if you're royal l'klavim, you're mutter according to Reb Shimon? Or, since it's royal adam, the din is you wouldn't give it to the klavim, but really it is royal l'klavim. Now the Yisaitis Dika Halacha Dika Machlekes is that the Rashba, and also the Baal Hamar holds this way, and the Rambam is Mashma this way, and the Meiri, that even according to Reb Shimon, something that's Royal Adam is Muksa for Klavim, for Baal Echayim, but Taisis, and the Mashmais of the Tur, is that according to Reb Shimon, if it's Royal Klavim, it's Mutter, Mukhan L'Adam, Avim Mukhan L'Klavim. So the Mishnah Berurah's Psak, when he gave that Machlekes, he brings the Rav Achreinim, the Magen Avraham says this, and the Taisus Shabbos, and the Derech HaChayim, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Chai Adam, and the Shvisa Shabbos. They all paskin halacha lemaisa that royal klavim is not a heter on something which is meant to be eaten by people. It's just that now it's raw. There's no heter of royal klavim. So raw food, which is not chazil leumtza, the case of the achrenim is, let's say, shuman, raw shuman, which is not chazil leumtza, is muksa. Even though according to Tesis and Pashas the Tur, the Bach, they hold that royal klavim is a heter l'didan that we passing like a rishimin. But lemaisa roiv achrenim hold like the rishenim, even according to Reb Shimon, since it's royal adam, you max a daitif in the klavim, it's even a muksa according to Reb Shimon, and it's aser. The thing is, the Magen Avraham also brings the chumrah to say that regular meat is not called chazil l'umtza. Dafka bar avz, like the Gemara says, but regular meat would not be called chazil l'umtza. And Mel Magen Avraham is being machma both ways, and he holds that raw meat is lemaisa aser because you don't have the heter of chazil l'klavim, and you don't also have the heter of chazil l'umtza. So that the Mishnah Berurah says that Rav Yishayim hold that raw meat is chazil l'umtza. And the Rishayim hold it's not chazil l'umtza, hold that it's muddal royal l'klavim, so you would be allowed to move more raw meat on Shabbos. Thing is, I'm just wondering, halacha l'maisa, if what's called chazil l'umtza changes l'fi adar. Today, I don't think anybody would eat raw meat or raw chicken or raw fish, even b'shas adchak. It's interesting, in the Rambam, in the Rishayim's time, it sounds like raw meat was chazil l'umtza and raw fish was not. Today, if anything, raw fish would go a little bit easier than raw meat. But maybe I'm wrong, but to me it seems that raw meat and raw chicken today is b'chlal not called chazil l'umtza mamish to anyone. So if you hold of chazil l'klavim, so I'm not sure if you could say that fish is chazil l'klavim, Taisha says it's not, but the meat and the chicken, you could still say it's chazil l'klavim. So maybe, b'shas hadchak, if there's a big hefset mamon, like when the electricity goes out, and a big freezer full of meat and chicken is going to be wasted unless you put it in a different freezer. So maybe it could be saimich hantaisis b'shas hadchak, even though the Mishnah Berurah says that rev yishenim don't hold that way. But maybe by derabanan, b'makam hefset gadol, you could be saimich on the mekilim b'shas hadchak and say that royal l'klavim is good enough. But to be matal tzchazi la'umtza, even though fakir, there the Mishnah Berurah says that raw meat and raw chicken are called chazil l'umtza, but the chayitz keneged the mitzias today to say that raw meat and raw chicken is chazil l'umtza, if I just don't think it's ever done that people would eat, could be like a hot dog or kadaima or some things which would be much better if they're cooked, we could eat it raw. Certain vegetables or kadaima which are better cooked, but the mice say it could be eaten raw. But meat and chicken, to me, it seems that they're never eaten raw. Tzarechim v'zeladina. Ma'alkopanim, those are the two ma'alchim in the sugya. According to Taisis, we're talking about raw meat, and it's not chazil umsa, and the machlekes reading of Shimon is, if royal klavim is good enough, we pass it like a Shimon, that royal klavim is good enough, and you can be metaltal it. According to the Rajma and the Ran, royal umsa is mut according to everyone, and all raw meat is royal umsa, just raw fish is not. But for keret, royal klavim is also even according to Reb Shimon. And afkamina, something which is not chazil umtza, but is chazil klavim, according to the Rajma, the Balamar, the Rambam, the Chuli, it's also, and that's in the Mishnah Berurah's Machmer. And now one more inyan. When the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Rav Huna, held that by Basa Tafel or Basa Tafuach, like we said, is Mutal Tantloi, the Gemara asked, Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Dislay Muksa. The Gemara is allowed to ask a stira from Rav to Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the Talmud of Rav. So the Gemara answers the stira that the muksa da achila savlok Rav Yehuda, muksa tilta savlok Rav Shimon. That as far as eating the muksa is concerned, that we hold like Rav Yehuda tzaser. As far as being metal to the muksa is concerned, that we hold like Rav Shimon that it's mutter. So what's the pshat in that? What's the chilik between achila and tiltal? And a little bit more, where do we find an Isra Achila by Muksa? Is an Isra Achila? L'chaya, Muksa is an Isra Total. What's this new thing? If Total is Mutter, what's this new thing that Achila is Aser? What's Pshat? So L'chaya the Pshat is, and we spoke about this, as Stipler says this in Beitza Simon Dalad, that the Din of Muksa really comes from Asmach the Vechina or Sasheyavim. There's a Tzad that Muksa is their Isa, Pashas is their Abanan, but there's a Tzad And even if it's not deraisam, but that smachta makes it more chomer, makes it kilu, it's deraisam. You always find that a derabanan that has an asmachta is more chomer than a derabanan without an asmachta. And the smachta is vechinu, meaning that the aside of the isam muksa is that everything that you eat on Shabbos has to be prepared before Shabbos. Vechinu es sheyaviu. There has to be a chana. If you don't have a chana, so you can't eat it. Doesn't say in the Torah anything about an issa total. It's an issa achila. And we spoke, shtamshis could be like achila. You have a rajma, nafchav test, there's an issa shtamshis b'muksa, like we spoke about already a few times. Now the issa total could have been a later takana. Just like there were geyser and total on something which is not a kli, or an eichel, like we spoke about, and there were geyser. Later they, even later they made Xerus Kalim. But they made an Issa Tultal, so who adin? They made an Issa Tultal, anything which is Muksa, anything which is not Mukhan, has it an Issa Tultal. But it's two Isurim. You see that from the Gemara, that the Muksa L'Achila is one Isur. And you can hold of the Muksa L'Achila, but not hold of the Muksa L'Tultal. See, the emphasis is, there's a Marsha, and Bey Adaf Lamed Gimel, and the Rishayim have a Shaila, it's a Machlaikas Rishayim, is it Mutta to Metaltal Muksa Nyanta V'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh? It's total muksa mutl tzarech eichel nefesh. And Shaila is, how could you say that total muksa is mutl tzarech eichel nefesh? You find the dinim of muksa and yamtif, that you can't have a beish and old the beyantif, a tiny girl, a semenis legabal beitzim. You have the gemara before, eiz lechelba, rachel legizasa. That's all talking about yamtif, because on Shabbos anyway you can't shech the chicken or the goat or the sheep or the ox. And then the pshat is, on Yantiv, there's an Issa Muksa, we know. So how could you say that Muksa is Mutta L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh? Why wouldn't it be Mutta to eat the Muksa L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh? And the Marsha explains that Avad is also to eat the Muksa L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. The whole Shail is Metaltal Muksa. If he was saying it's very good, that's the aside of Muksa on Yantiv, and on Shabbos has to be Mucham before, otherwise you can't eat it. But the Issa Tultal is an Issa came like Malacha. Could be Malachas by Yantiv and Mutta L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. That's how I explain Pshat. But the thing is, it doesn't stim with the Rishayim Megansim. The Rishayim seem to have a different Pshat, and I don't understand fully the Rishayim's Pshat. I'll explain what I mean. Taisus and Daf Yitesim Veiz, and the Ramban and the Rashba here, ask Akasha, the Gemara there brings a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel by Karchi Zuzi. By mats for a ship, Karchi Zuzi, that Rav holds you not to be metalto them, and Shmuel holds you are. So here we're clearly talking about total. So the Rishayim will ask Akasha. Here Rav Huna says that only Lagabe Achila Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Lagabe Tiltal Rav holds like Rabbi Shimon, and Karchi Zuzi is clearly talking about Tiltal. So how does it stem? So Tais is there, and the Rishayim here, the Ramban and the Rashba also hold this pshat, and say that the Emerson, the case where we hold like Rabbi Shimon by Tiltal is only when it's Tam Muksa. When it's muksa for no patent, for no specific reason, it's just your maksadin, it's not mukhan. Like Karchi Zuzi, not like Karchi Zuzi, like this case by Basa, where Pshat is not aimed for klovim, but you're not maksadite from it. Or like the Rif Pshat about Chayes with Basa Tefuach, whatever it is. But you don't have a specific reason why you're being maksad. Mashen, can you have other things like muksa machmas isu and muksa machmas mius? Where they have a specific reason to maksadite, and that's worse than regular muksa. So that Rav holds a grip shim and linyan tiltal is only by regular muksa. But there, by Karchi Zuzi, Zak Taisis, that's muksa machmas mias. There's a case of muksa machmas mias, it's more chomer, but muksa machmas mias, even legabi tiltal, Rav holds a gamri like Rabbi Yehuda. That's Taisis Teretz, and the Ramban and the Rashi bring it here. But that's only if he takes his pshat that the Karchi Zuzi was muksa machmas mias. Mashenki and Rashi learned pshat there. That stam was aimed to mechasa schayr. It's not muksa machmas mias. It's not muksa. You're using it for schayr, but it's nothing to do with muksa machmas mias. So you wouldn't have that teretz. So Shainim avaita bothered with he Rashi's pshat and Karchi Zuzi. So there, Rav holds a gebihuda, even linyan tiltal. So Nimbani Rashi would say there's a chilik between something which is food, where there you say that it's only asa b'achil and apetotal, and something which is not food, there it's asa b'total. The Ramban Rashba say it here, and daf kuf chav ches, the Ridva HaChadoshim, says it on daf yud tesim beis, and the Ridva Yoshan, the old print of the Ridva, which is really Chedush Eran, says in Nafim Dalam and Beis. But there's a chilek, what's the svara l'chalek? How come by food we say it's only asa b'achila not b'totel? And by other things we say that it's even asa b'totel. So the Ramban and the Rashba say avert, because food, once we ask it by eating, that's enough. It's diet that we ask it by eating. We don't have to also ask it by total. But things that aren't food, you can't ask it by eating, can't eat anyway. So mainly you have to ask it by total. So this is a funny swara, that the reason why Rav asks b'achila not by total is, it sounds like what he wants to ask it. And when you ask it by achila, you already ate so that you ask it. So mainly you don't have to also ask it by total. Mashayin kain, something which is not a food, so you can't aser it b'achila, because anyway not a food, so really you have to aser it b'totel. It sounds strange, you want of Sheikh, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's aser b'achila b'totel. Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter b'achila b'totel. What's this pshara that Rav says, you can't be matur in a gansin, so let's just aser it b'achila. But something which doesn't have achila, oh, so if I think you can't be matur in gansin, so really they have to aser b'totel. What's the word? If you're like a Yehudi, you should ask it against him. If you're like a Shem, you should ask it against him. Bishlam, when we were saying a word, there's two different Yisurim. Issa Achila is more chomer, it's asmachta, v'chino se sheyeviu. Lagabi, the Issa Achila, Rav didn't want to paskin l'kula like a Shem, and he was machma like a Yehuda. Lagabi, Issa told us, asa shechomer de kisa. So Rav was making like a Shem. But here we're saying, even lagabi, the Issa total, if all you have is the Issa total, so merely you wouldn't ask a total. But since by food you have an Isra Achila, you don't have to ask a total. Dayenu, if you ask a Achila. I don't understand the Torah so good. But that's the Ramban and the Rashba. The Chedushi Ritva and Daf Yates, and the Chedushi Aran, the old Ritva and Daf Mimdalam and Beis, they both say, they both mechavim to the Svara, another Svara. Also a Chilti in food and non-food. But by food, the Pshal is he's maxedaita from eating it. He's not maxedaita not to metalpel it. So by the food, he's maxedaita not to eat it, so he can't eat it. But since he's not maxedaita not to metaltal it, so he can be metaltal it. It's not a food, so his haksah sadas is a male on the tiltal, male that's why he can't be metaltal it. So I don't understand that svara so good either. Movad etzim zach, the mehechetesa, because it's a food and you're maxedaita from achila, and merely you're not maxedaitiv in total, and other things you are maxedaitiv in total. I don't know why here you're maxedaitiv in total and here you're not. But naniach such as that, normal, you don't have such a svar. If you're not maxedaitiv from a thing, let's say you have masikim b'kelim, they masikim b'shiva kelim we had before. You have kelim, you have either you're maxedaitiv that you're not going to be masik with them, but it doesn't matter. Like Rashi says, once they're not muksa, you're allowed to be metalta them, you can throw them in the fire. You don't have really a compartmental haktsah that the things you are maksah, maksadaita, those things are usher, and things you're not maksadaita, those things are mutter. It's a bit shver. Elamai, because here the ikatashmish is the achila. So your maksadaita from the achila becomes muksa. But since you're not maksadaita from tiltal, even though you're maksa from the ikatashmishim, as long as you're not maksadaita from tiltal, somehow you can be metaltal it. Hashenkin, if you don't have a tashmish, all you have is total, and you maxedaitai, the male is aksa from total. Chayitz a shmer zach, if you maxedaitai for the tashmish, and so male is muksa, male should be asa b'total. Zemes is a shit to serif, in beya davav, that any time a food is asa b'achil, it's a male asa b'total. Our mom passes that way in simon tafkov tezvav, and nuchas yamdiv. See, because I'm safer here, as his kasha, one you have stam, if it's muksa b'achil, it's asa b'achil, and male should be asa b'total. So he says that be'etzim we pass like a b'shem, which is machm like a b'yehuda, which didn't very good with the svara that we said before. That the pshat is l'gabi achila, to be over the isra achila, we want to be machm like a b'yehuda and say that there is achzah. We don't want to be mekel k'neged b'yehuda in the isra chamra of achila. Mashenkin l'gabi the isra of tiltal, we're mekel like a b'shem, and we say ke'ilu it is mutter b'achila. But to say this svara like the Ritva and the Chedush Aran, that you're maxedaita from achila, so mele you can't eat it, but you're not maxedaita from total, mele you could be metaltal it. L'chayit shver, if you're maxedaita from achila, so it's muksa, so mele you can't be metaltal it. You have to also be maxedaita from total. But you see from the Rishonim, say the Ramban and the Rajba, that says like, dayenu, if we ask for achila, we don't also have to ask the total. And say from the Ritva and the Ran, that say the reason why it's asa b'achila mutter b'tiltel is because you max a daitif in b'chili, not max a daitif in tiltel. So you see from them a different lumdus. It's not the pshat that achila and tiltel are two different isurim. They're both isa muksa, but somehow the isa muksa is only chal on the achila and not on the tiltel, like we said. The Marsha in Be'ah, if I'm a Gimel, really says it different. The Shara Melech stelsu the Marsha. Shara Melech is in Perek Aleph and Yom Tif. He stelsu the Marsha to say, really a third teretz how you can answer the Rishonim's kash of Karchizuzi. Because Be'emesin he asks, we have a teretz of Muksa Machmas Mias that doesn't stem with Rashi or the Rif over there that holds that it's not Muksa Machmas Mias, it's just Omilus Chayr. And we have this chilik between a food and a non-food, which he says also doesn't stem with the Rif. Because the Rif here says basa tefuach, which is not edible. If it's edible, then miman of shach, like we said before, if it's chazil umtza, everyone holds its mutter. If it's not chazil umtza, so everyone holds its asa, because you wouldn't give it to the klavim. That's why the Rif learns that we're talking about basa tefuach, it's not edible. So chayr in the Rif, we don't have the teretz. Rav Huna here is saying that only for achila we hold like a behuda, not for total. But by karchi the zuzi, we see that he asked the total. And he can't say it's muksa machas miyas according to the Rif, and he can't be mechalik between a food and a non-food, because here also it's a non-food, and still we're saying the total is mutter. So the Shara Melech brings the Marsha, he says another teretz, a kachid de zuzi is talking about a shtamshus. When you're moving it to use it, that's achilas muksa. That's a shtamshus or muksa. That mamish dims what we were saying. Total means being metaltal to protect it, like the Gemara by the Baravza. So you're not using it, he's just being metalta to protect it. That's an isser, that's a leichter isser. When benegay, that isser passes like Reb Shimon. Karchi de zuzi, even though you're not eating it, but the Gemara means that you're using it. You're being metalta to use it. Being metalta to use it has the same chaymer as eating it, does like the Marsha, that wouldn't be mutter on yantav atzarech haichal nefesh. The same Marsha that says that achila is not mutter atzarech haichal nefesh, who would then ishtamshus to use it, like the Marsha, is also not mutter atzarech haichal nefesh. Sakti Shamel, very good. Karka de Zuzi means using it. Using it, that's Shem Muksa da Achila. That has to be Mucha. That's Al Tzvei Chinu. Same thing eating it, the same thing using it. Rashayin Agamar is talking about Stam Tiltol without using it. That's a Leichter Isser. Now we pass like Rabbi Shimon.